So that went well. I think both Mark and Aaron did a great job, and Roger did a nice job in his presentation.
See, what about shaking loose some of the tight restrictions that the Water Commission has on how the appropriated funding can be used?
There was a small team, some accountant staff locally here, as well as some of the administrators, met with some of the accounting administrator folks at the State Water Commission. I was not part of those meetings, but my understanding was they were having discussions about that exact issue. You know, we were sort of getting criticized for having this pot of money that's been allocated by the legislature. And we're getting criticized by them by not spending it, and then part of the State Water Commission staff is also sort of criticizing, we've got this pot of money, why aren't we spending it? But on the same hand, the State Water Commission staff is putting all these restrictions on how we can use the money. And so they had sort of an educational meeting with the Water Commission staff, and it sounds like that was, you know, sort of another step towards the right direction, and there's going to be another meeting or two to help continue that dialogue with the hopes of sort of allowing us to use more of the money that the legislature appropriated, all within the guise of legislation.
I think it's good to distinguish that there's the legislative restrictions that would, you know, take a legislative change, but sort of either the interpretation of that or just the statewide separate additional ones that are really being worked on. They get the legislative ones changed, you know, take legislative action. Is there?
I think the other thing I would just add is that we think we can work pretty comfortably with the restrictions that the legislature established. And so this legislative session, if we're in the governor's budget for the $69 million, with the same restrictions, I think we're comfortable with that, and we're going to live with those. We're trying to clarify at the staff level, you know, if we can get, you know, sort of abide by the intent of the legislature.
There was a lengthy discussion at the Finance Committee about that topic, about your question, and to me, listening to that, it sounded a lot, because it's a federal project, you're required to do a lot of certain steps that the state isn't as familiar with as they've done in their other ones. And so I think some of it's an education on the reason why we're doing certain things is because you have to follow the federal process. And so there's some extra costs or different costs associated with those. And so it's a understanding them and then making a decision based off that understanding versus just. So it sounded like positive that they're getting, you know.
Yeah, well, we're nearing in on $60 million having been spent, and the state has just around $2 million that they've spent, even though they've authorized $175 million. So there's a great disparity there in what they say they want to do and what's actually happening. So I'm glad they're talking about it.
Okay. Impacted residents, mitigation option status.